Welcome to the Spiritual Coaching Podcast. I'm your host, Chris Pinkley. Let's begin. Episode 84, The Issue of Worthiness. Now, sometimes there are certain topics and issues that I will go over multiple times. And I'm getting to the number of episodes where, you know, sometimes I'll get up in the morning and I'll just start recording without scrolling through them. And even when sometimes when I do scroll through them, because I have different titles for some of the same subjects, I'll end up talking about something, a couple of times. Like one of the ones is what to do if you're alone in a family of sleepwalkers. And then I did another one, like what to do if you're the only one in your circle who's awake, which is sort of the same thing, but slightly different. But it's also true that, the ones that I do over and over again are important. So, you know, and there's nothing wrong with hearing, you know, getting some good solid coaching on something a couple of times. I mean, the best lessons aren't really anything new. They're reminders, right? I mean, it goes for me too. You know, there are certain things that I have to hear over and over again to remind myself almost on a daily basis. I mean, maybe not that often, but fairly often I have to remind myself. And the worthiness is one that's worthy of being, a perpetual reminder for most people. Because most people are not living their absolute fullest potential, and it's because there are some sort of worthiness beliefs blocking the way. I mean, we've been indoctrinated over hundreds of years to believe with certain belief systems, that enable just a very, a small, tiny percentage of people, you know, at the soda quote unquote top, to enjoy all the fruits of the world, while everybody else is not denied, they deny themselves because they've been indoctrinated with these beliefs. It's a brilliant system. It's like it's the old crabs in a bucket. And you can see it play out in a family. You know, one person in the family is somebody who believes that they can achieve amazing things, they have big dreams. But nobody else in the family, you know, believes that you should, or you're worthy enough or whatever. And that person rises up and everybody else starts to reach out and pull them back down. Who do you think you are? You know, even if it's not conscious, it's still an unconscious, who do you think you are? You know, come back down here with us. You know, you don't get to do that if we don't get to do that. And you're not supposed to do that anyway. It's all kinds of insidious, subconscious linking beliefs that support each other in this network of limitation, this miasma that a person, you know, if they want to achieve anything big in their life, they have to break through it. So let's go over some of these belief systems, right? One is suffering is noble. Each one of these beliefs, different groups of people will have it more deeply indoctrinated depending on where you live and who you are and you know, who you associate with and hang out with and what you were born into, right? But you were definitely born into limiting beliefs. Everybody was, minus a very, very, very small percentage of people that were born into with zero limiting beliefs, with the idea implanted that I own the world, that type of belief system, right? So belief number one is suffering is noble. A lot of people have this belief. They believe that you are actually a better person if you suffer. And specifically what we mean is poor in suffering, that you are denied resources. There are actually a large percentage of people who don't have any resources or money, but actually have developed their ego supports it and bolsters it as if they are actually a better person than somebody who has more resources than they do. When there's absolutely actually no logical basis for that whatsoever. It's only a belief system. Whether you do or don't have money does not make you a good person. And if you have a lot of it, it doesn't automatically make you a bad person. And if you have none of it, it doesn't automatically make you a good person, right? That's all just, it's insane, these insane belief systems. So the first one is suffering is noble, right? And then so many people have that. It was in my family for sure, right? My parents were poor and broke, and they believed that they were superior to rich people, you know, they're better than them or something. Crazy. And I spent, you know, decades working through that one. Going slightly out of order, the next one is, just to do the opposite, the next one is, the corollary opposite kind of other end belief that supports the same network of limitation is that rich people are evil. So the more money a person has, the more propensity they have to be evil. And if you're a billionaire, you're most certainly evil. You can see it all over, you know, in all these different groups of people now that are just completely demonizing anybody that has a certain amount of money. They must have something to do with, you know, all the problems of the world. And certainly the darker, kind of entities that control things, you know, are at least billionaires, if not trillionaires, right? Probably trillionaires. But they make up such a tiny, small percentage, right? It's definitely not true that as soon as you have $1 billion, you're an evil person. That's ridiculous. Money is just energy. It takes on whatever value, the person projects onto it, right? So if you believe suffering is noble and rich people are evil, are you ever going to have a dime to your name? No, no way. I want to be a good person, not a bad person. So those two beliefs link up nicely to support you never having a single dime if that happened to be you, right? And again, not everybody has that to the extreme. There are varying degrees of it, right? But it's been indoctrinated so heavily into our system that almost not a single person is completely untouched by it. So then the next one is the obvious one. Money is the root of all evil. Money is the root of all evil. Now, if you think about this belief, who does that actually benefit? Who does that, or I should rephrase that. Is there a group of people that benefit from that belief? Absolutely. And it's the people that introduced it into our society, co-opted the Bible and, you know, whatever, rewrote whatever and perpetuated that, right? So it's the same tiny sliver of people that benefit from that, because then they're able to make sure that it's easier for them to collect all the money. Not that there's a limit on it, because there's no limit on energy. Energy is infinite and boundless. But if you can control people, if you can get them to believe that money has to come in a certain way from certain types of things, and you control those certain ways and types of things, then you can control people, right? So then we move on to the next one. And this is, I'm not sure when this started, but it's not one of the original, belief systems inserted by dark powers into the matrix of belief systems, but it's definitely in there with them now. Whether it's, it might have started 100 years ago, I don't know. And it's this one: money isn't everything. Money isn't everything. And I know I started this particular episode talking about worthiness, but it just so happens that money, your ability, the amount of money that you allow yourself is a lot of times associated with how worthy you feel, right? How many resources and opportunities and choices do you allow yourself? So, we end up going right into money right away, because it's the number one way to gauge a lot of times. And this is an overgeneralization, right? Because there's plenty of people that are, they live off the grid and they're free and they have amazing lives and they don't interact with a lot of money and they're completely free and they're very worthy, right? So there's exceptions to the rule, but as a generalization, it's true. So the next one is that has worked its way in is when somebody says money isn't everything. Money isn't everything. I'll tell you, when somebody says that to you, what they're really saying to you is, I don't feel worthy of having money. I can't get any money. And I really want money. So I'm going to say this. I'm going to try to get you to agree with it. If I say it loud enough and as many times to you, I'll at very least, I'll make myself feel a little better. If I can get you to agree with it, I'll feel a lot better about myself, right? So what that parroted, touted phrase really is it's somebody rationalizing their inability to get what they secretly covet. Right? It's just a rationale to try to make themselves feel better and a little bit. And if they can convince you, they can get you to adopt that insane, ridiculous, insidious belief system, then they'll feel not just a little better, but now they're going to feel great and validated. And now they can start a freaking movement. There's all these people running around right now and, talking about demonizing money and money is a root, and we just need to get rid of money and they're just helpless projecting their limiting beliefs and validating and rationalizing that onto society at large instead of breaking through all their limiting beliefs about money and doing the work on themselves. They're trying to make somebody else responsible for their suffering. Now, again, and to a certain degree, there are, these dark kind of, I don't even call them elite superpowers that that in a way are responsible, but not by forcing anybody to do anything, but by introducing cleverly, dumbing down the masses, enabling the masses, which dumbs them down and then introducing through media and other outlets, a continual stream of limiting beliefs about your rights and choices and money, et cetera, right? So it's just this a constant assault and dumbing down, enabling of the lowest common denominator of types of people who are the easiest to program and trying to dumb down the mass mind, right? So it makes it even more unusual for somebody to break free and thus stand out more, potentially be demonized, by those same people if you break free of that and you actually achieve some measure of success. Now, don't get me wrong. There's tons and tons, millions and millions of people that are breaking free of that matrix of belief systems and they're achieving amazing things and they're going to be the leaders in the new world. And vibrational acceleration is going to take care of everything anyway. But in the meantime, it's good to look at your limiting beliefs about money because they tie into your worthiness, what you are enabling yourself, allowing yourself to receive and have in life is a measure of your worthiness. And the number one way usually, again, it's an overgeneralization, but the number one way as an overgeneralization, it stands correct, is how much money am I allowing myself? What kind of opportunities am I allowing myself, to have and to partake of? I'm going to have to rename this episode Money and Worthiness, I guess, because it's mostly, because there's other ways to measure worthiness, relationships, boundaries, allowing yourself to creatively express yourself. These are all ways to measure worthiness as well. Are you taking risks in life? Are you allowing yourself to express your creativity? Are you allowing yourself to follow your passion and dream big? Are you allowing yourself to have a relationship that's fulfilling? Are you allowing yourself to have boundaries and not let people walk all over you or walk right through that, right? These are all measures of worthiness as well. But I think we're going to have to change this episode to money and worthiness, right? And so here's an affirmation. I got this from Louise Hay. For anybody that wants okay, so what's an exercise that I can do? There's a couple. I also like my buddy Brad Yates. He does the EFT, Emotional Freedom Technique, tapping. We've got a program together, actually, Body Beyond Belief. But, go on his YouTube and you can do all the free tappings, money and worthiness. He's brilliant. He's really good. I love the guy. He's funny too. But he's got some of the best money and worthiness tapping, right? But here's an affirmation from Louise Hay. And it's very simple. You just say out loud to yourself several times a day, every day. Try this out. It's okay for me to have what I want. It's okay for me to have what I want. Stop this thing right now and just say that out loud to yourself. See how that feels. It's okay for me to have what I want. It's okay for me to have what I want. Just stop this right now. Pause it and say that out loud and see how that feels to hear yourself say that out loud. And then the exercise would be for you you know, I mean, there's other things. Like I said, you go do the tapping with Brad Yates. I recommend, highly recommend that, you know, once a day, do pick one of the money worthiness. He's got a few of them. I mean, he's got hundreds of videos, you know. He's like me. He's kind of prolific and epic. You know, doing all the other stuff. And then, you know, and then I have my exercise as well, which I might have already given that exercise. I forget if I did that. Writing down, this is the great exercise, is write down, take a piece of paper out and write down on the left side, you know, somewhere between 25 to 50 things that you know you have a judgment about when it comes to money and worthiness and people in the media who you judge as bad, who have money, whatever. Write them all down on the left-hand column there, and then go back on the right-hand column and finish it like a sentence. Each one is good, is great, or is wonderful. I challenge you to break through that stuff. You're not condoning behaviors on people. You're breaking free of your own limiting beliefs, right? That you're carrying around with you. So there's a few exercises for you to do. You can do that. That's a powerful one to do, the writing exercise, right? And then you can say out loud, it's okay for me to have what I want. And so that's just a way for you to start to work on that within yourself, to break free. You know, I highly recommend the tapping, like I said. And of course, you know, I offer coaching. Hit me at ChristopherPinkley.com if you want to ask about doing some sessions. And until next time, we'll catch you on the flip side.